This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
This is Catherine McQuay with the Cops Office. With us today is Chief Brad Bloom from Hinsdale, Illinois. Chief Bloom is here today to discuss regionalization and consolidation. And Chief, as we start, if you could tell us a bit about Hinsdale for our listeners not familiar with it.
Sure. Hinsdale is a suburban Chicago community made up of approximately 18,000 people. We're one of the western suburbs of Chicago. It's a very affluent community. It's a community rich in history and prides itself on its school systems and its love of the past and trying to keep as much contact with the past and their roots as they can.
And we know that Hinsdale has been pursuing shared service agreements with its neighbors for a few years now. Can you talk to us about the village's motivation to explore these options?
Sure. It started like, you know, the budget crisis started with many police departments back in 2008. In 2008, we laid off three police officers. We contracted out our 911 services. We converted full-time civilian positions to part-time positions, and we brought in the use of volunteers. We reduced our budget somewhat significantly doing that without cutting our services. But going forward, we knew that our costs would continue to increase. And there was growing concern that the cost of public safety was becoming too big a portion of the village's overall budget. So one of the areas that they had looked at was consolidation and shared services. So the four communities located in the southeast part of DuPage County, we all had contiguous borders. The police chiefs of those communities began to meet and talk about ways that we could reduce our costs through shared services and consolidation. We've been working on it ever since then, and the plan has kind of migrated to the point where it is today.
And how did you determine what services made sense to share?
That's a great question. We looked at functional consolidation first, and what I mean by functional means certain functions of the organizations. Every police department's got an investigation unit. Every police department has an administrative function. And then we also have some smaller functions like crime prevention officers, DARE officers, evidence custodians, evidence techs. And what we determined was the only way to really way to save money was to consolidate the major functions. And the two areas that we looked at was investigations and the administrative side. What happened next was we put together a report, and the report talked about, we covered shared services and functional consolidations, and we also talked about consolidating the police departments. But we knew this was a monumental task, and there'd probably be a lot of pushback to achieving that. Then one of the police chiefs of one of the four communities left somewhat abruptly, and we decided that Hinsdale, the town I work in, is a very close match with that community, both demographically, they share the same school systems, and we line up very closely with that community. And we thought, now is our opportunity to pursue a consolidation of those police departments. So we've been pursuing that consolidation since that time.
We know that local authority and control is often a big concern for citizens when they're considering consolidating. How have you all and your partner agencies worked to address those public concerns?
I think that it is a concern, and I think the only way to really address that concern is because those communities are different sizes. Clarendon Hills, which is the community we're working with to partner with in consolidation, is about a third of our size. So I think there's some concern that they are going to be Hinsdale light. I think there's some concern that it's not going to be an equitable sharing of services, that the services will be allocated to the bigger community where the services are more needed. And I think that has to be addressed through the governance. And our city councils are very aware of that, and they want to make sure that going into this process that the smaller community has a say and has a significant say in determining the direction and how the police department staff and how the services are allocated.
And we know that the effects of consolidation can be very concerning to officers. What are some of the things you've done to help your officers approach the move and better adjust to the changes?
What we really did right away, I think, was key. The city councils met in an executive session to decide whether they wanted to pursue consolidation. There was a consensus amongst both city councils to pursue it. We knew we needed to meet with organized labor and the departments as quickly as possible. So we immediately met simultaneously with both groups, and we assured them that there was no plan in place, that they had just decided this was a direction that they wanted to pursue and were just at the beginning stages of looking into it. And the other key thing that I think we did was to assure them that we would get to the right number of officers in the end through attrition, that no one was in danger of losing their job, that it wasn't going to be a major change to their work rules or to their benefits. And I think that put everybody at ease as much as we could. There's still some concerns about what the department is going to look like, which supervisors are going to be responsible for which shifts, which chief is going to manage both departments, what the identity is of the departments, because we have two separate cultures and we're trying to mesh those cultures. My concern in this process is that we don't sacrifice in quality. I think this is a direction we need to go in. I think this is the direction of the future. And I've told a lot of my counterparts and I've told many officers in our department, this needs to be an area that we pursue today. Because if we're facing a huge budgetary shortfall in the future, we're going to have to do this and we're going to have to do it overnight. And if we do it overnight and we don't do it in a measured, careful fashion, we are going to sacrifice the quality of the services. And that's something that we want to avoid. So I have some officers that are excited about this as something that's new and innovative and on the cutting edge and the first to do it. And I have other officers who are very concerned about the impact this is going to have on the culture of the organization. I think the biggest thing that we did right, though, was to tell people that the plan is not in place. So we're not bringing them in and not bringing labor in at the 11th hour. We're bringing them in immediately, and we want them as a partner in this process. We don't want to dictate the rules. We're very concerned that if we don't have the agreement of labor, if it's a process they're going into kicking and screaming, that I'm going to have 40 officers out there in the community building coalitions against this project. And they're a very influential group of people. And people are very concerned when it comes to public safety because it is public safety. So we need their support. They need a strong understanding of it for it to work. But so far, everything's moving forward and it seems to be going well. Things seem to be very much on track.
That was going to be my last question. How do you think it's going so far? And you think fairly well?
Well, I think overall government moves slowly. But, you know, what we did initially when we started this process is we brought in experts with a labor background, experts with intergovernmental agreement backgrounds, and experts dealing with police and fire commissions. And we said, what is the right sequence to do this? What is our best strategy to do this? So we're trying to do this without making any missteps. It's new and uncharted territory, but we think we're making some progress, but government moves slowly. We think we are on track and things are looking good.
Chief Bloom, thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.